Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This does not seem to be a crowd that is going to wave farewell to the Cavs
this
in 2025.
This is not a funeral crowd.
Yes.
This is a let's have a good time crowd and let's make this an awesome night crowd.
Yeah, the Cavs are wearing all black tonight, but Cavs fans are not going to a funeral. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice. And the amount of Ricky Rubio jerseys I've seen one, is quite alarming, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten over my wife seeing Ricky Rubio on the screen like 3 months into his tenure in Cleveland.
I remember this story.
And calling him a hottie patati.
Yeah, it's really kind of tough, isn't it?
Well, so what made it okay is I was like...
A hottie patati?
Well, no woman that's ever called a man a hottie patati has then had a chance to sleep with Rosie O'Donnell? It was a little Rosie O'Donnell. It was a little.
That's her term, right? Everyone's a hottie patati?
Well, that'd be a real problem for me if she was Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, this was like 1990s Rosie. This wasn't recent Rosie. Still
there's a different inference I was making there. However,
still a problem.
The vibes are very much up here. And, of course, the Cavs, listen, there's one kernel of doubt that I have in this game. I think the Cavs are going to win, but all series long, Vegas has gotten this series wildly wrong.
Not necessarily.
They've had the Cavs favored in every game, so yes.
Game three they got right.
So they got one of four games right, and I should feel confident about that?
Not saying.
Congrats, Michael Martinez, you just hit 250.
They got one right.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
It's just their insistence, and I live in the same insistence, so I can't hate Vegas for this, but their insistence that this Cavs team is a much better team than this Pacers team, I'm impressed with the idea that Vegas 7.5-point line tonight is going down with that idea, because it's the same thing I'm going down with as well.
You know when like 99% of evidence points to something really good happening, but you have that small percentage of evidence? Vegas has been wrong on this series, and not just wrong. Cavs, 8 points favorites in game one?
We're now moved up, by the way, 8 points now. It's been moved up half a point since we've been talking.
That's awful. That
more
is awful.
More and more belief from the general betting public that the Cavs are going to get this thing done.
Yeah, and what the hell do they know? I mean, I really could have used them to like dog the Cavs and be like Pacers are 1-point favorites or 3-point favorites, so they could be like, nah, now it's time you let them know. I don't love this.
I'm surprised because you used Vegas and my friends in the desert so much for our draft coverage and all of our draft pontification, and so you can't run from them now, Nick.
Listen, with respect to Vito, Big Tony, yeah. Little Tony, Dr. Vitty Boom Bots, with all respect to our friends in the desert, and I do mean all respect, I would have felt a lot more confident if you had just dogged the Cavs a little bit.
Should I do the classic line of that everyone does? They don't build those big buildings in Vegas for nothing, Nick.
Well,
Every time someone has belief in Vegas, that's what they say.
Unless they were just fishing out the suckers for those first couple games. Overall, though, I at this point I would be surprised if the Cavs lost. Like, this is the ultimate, hey, game four got away from us. This is the opportunity for the Cavs to rewrite the narrative on the season, even if ultimately they fall short of this series in general.
I mean, they're going to be favored in every game for the remainder of the series until we don't have a series anymore. And that could be the Pacers winning the series, and think about that. Imagine winning a series and not being favored in any game throughout that stretch.
Wouldn't that be more of a tell on the Cavs than it would be on the Pacers?
100% it would be more of a tell on the Cavs. That's part of what would make this so disheartening, is the idea that this was all right there sitting in front of the Cavs. And listen, everyone's going to be like, oh, it's injuries, and that's a part of this. There's no doubt about it. But Vegas cooks all of this stuff into the books. Like, it's all right there, and they go game by game. They don't have to be nice to the Cavs because of 64 wins. They genuinely believe this team is much better than Indiana.
216-474-0092. The Cavs are 7.5-point favorites. Does Vegas's confidence in this Cavs team give you a boost of confidence? It might be the only thing that's shaken my confidence today. I still think the Cavs are going to win. I'm going to say Cavs by 13. That's not an official prediction. That's just something that if I'm right, I'll come back and say how right I was.
Okay. You're the official Cavs in 13, but the series is over guy?
I believe. Cavs by 13 tonight.
Oh, you couched it earlier. What'd you want? You wanted if they.
Whoa.
How is it?
I said the series is over. I didn't say they weren't going to win tonight.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. You said they're going to win tonight, but the series is over. That's exactly what I said.
It's the courteous thing to do is you win tonight. It's the Midwest nice thing to do. You win at home, you prolong the series, and then you quietly duck out in game six and eight.
You're lucky you're off tomorrow, because when they win tonight, I would have loved to have seen tomorrow you come back in, and you would have been right back on board.
You think I'm flip-flopping?
You said you're not flip-flopping. You think a game five win in Cleveland,
I'm going to flip-flop?
You said you're not flip-flopping, so I believe you.
I would love for game six win.
I would love to have tested that theory out tomorrow.
How?
Unfortunately, it'll be Spencer German with myself, so we can see how he feels instead.
What an absolute kick in the scones it's going to be, by the way, if they win the next two games and then fell in game seven.
That's heartbreak.
Like, honestly, I'm going to put that on you. Because you will have told these people to hope the whole time, only for them to lose in game seven.
No, I'm not wearing that.
Why not?
Why would I volunteer?
It matches your eyes.
Why would I volunteer? Blue? That's okay. The Evan Mobley, the Land Art jersey's blue, so is that what we're going with?
216-474-0092.
Do I have to own it?
Where's your confidence in this Cavs team in Game 5 tonight? I just took it right from you.
Yeah, you did.
Steven, welcome to the show, Steven. What you got for us, buddy?
How you doing?
We're all right.
Hi, Steven.
Listen, what I would like to know is I was watching some of the networks, and they were talking about if the Cavs lose this series, if they get exposed, do you think the Cavs would get desperate and have to bring LeBron James home to help them to win next year, go to Los Angeles and bring him home and find him?
So I don't know how they can do it, Steven, because I'm not ensconced in those cap debates.
Oh, the second apron is tough.
By the way, it's not desperation. If you bring LeBron home and he wins next year, it's not desperate. It's genius.
It's genius. So LeBron is, isn't he at like $50 million a year?
I believe somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd need to trade somebody with that similar sized, because you can't take back any extra money attached to it.
But you can send out extra money, right? Because they're not in the
You can send out extra money, but you can't take any extra money above
Jared
what
Allen
the contract
and
is.
Darius Garland for 1 year of
no,
LeBron.
No, no, no. You can't combine players either in the second apron.
That's dumb.
So that's part of that. Yeah, I know.
Have they thought about rescinding that rule? Because it's not cool.
Just because it's not cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that
Silver's, it really hampers my plan right now.
Yeah, I don't think he's abiding by that. Remember that for all your trade machines, trades that you're going to make?
They tell me.
Yeah, well, I saw some getting past the trade machine the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I think you're just trying to besmirch the trade machine.
Because the second apron part of it hasn't kicked in yet for the trade machine. It'll kick in this summer, and so they're letting people make trades on the trade machine that you won't be able to make.
So you got
to
make trades before the summer. You just got to beat the summer, right?
Yeah, in theory.
Beat the summer rush.
In theory. That's what they always say, beat the summer rush.
Josh in Grand River, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
You're next level thinking right now.
That's what they say about me.
So what I'm thinking is, as far as the game plan tonight, we've seen Ty Jerome kind of just not have it in this series. The person that I've seen have it more in this series is Max Strus. We need more Max Strus. We need more of the Green. And then also, if they're not working, I want to see him mix up Jalen Tyson. I feel like they don't have as much of a game plan on him, and he could put potentially be that other breakout star to help us win this game tonight?
So I got to say, I love the Jalen Tyson call just because of all the young, all the people who have not seen, and thank you for the call, Josh, who have not seen the court so far in meaningful action. That would be a guy that I'd like to see because he does have some upside and you just never know.
I don't need much of a surprise element, though. I want the guys that should have already taken care of the Pacers to be the ones to take care of the Pacers. They're your best options. Now, are you telling me that the role players and the other guys have just shrunk so big that we can't trust them anymore? Because I'll listen to that convo.
No, it's not uncommon. The Pacers have done this where they put in Jairus Walker a couple times, and then he looks unplayable and they pull him out, but you just never know.
He's a bad NBA player.
He's young. I mean, he's a young man. He's, I think, only in his first year. Give him time. Good gosh. It's not Isaac Okoro.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was just mean
I
to
said
Mac.
It, Mac.
That was just mean to Mac. It's funny. I took a shot at Okoro earlier, too, and we got to recognize game four. He was the only piece that came up big.
Let's go. I can't really say that. Nikki Dubs. Hello, other Nikki Dubs. What you got for us?
What's up, Nikki Dubs? Thanks for taking my call. What I got
You're
for
welcome,
you tonight
other
is,
Nikki Dubs.
Let's go. Step back, pave the way for comeback.
All right.
Was that the contribution?
All right, I think that
Oh, boy, we got away with one there, didn't we?
Yeah,
I think we did.
Yeah,
I could see you were hovering over the drop button because we didn't know what he was going to say.
Well, here's the thing. I think that's all he had, which is okay.
Like, yeah.
We always talk, we'll have a caller, and you're like up against it. You're like, am I getting trouble with the board up if I take this call? Nikki Dubs, other Nikki Dubs, as he shall be known, helped us alleviate that. We didn't have to worry about clock management.
Yeah.
We didn't go full Andy Reid.
Well, you never go full Andy Reid, not in these situations.
I think I would. The man gets any cheeseburger he wants in Kansas City
and has multiple
rings.
I physically can't go full Andy Reid. It just isn't going to work for my body.
You don't know. You haven't really tested yourself yet.
Saturday I had so much food. I got to that point where
it shows.
Yeah, I got. Thank you. That was very nice of you. But I got to that point on Saturday where I made the mistake. I went golfing, and then I knew I was going out to eat. We were going to the flats and checking out one of the restaurants. I was just so hungry. I had three hot dogs before we went to dinner. And you want to know how you don't end up having an enjoyable dinner? Have three hot dogs before you go to dinner.
So what was the proximity of the hot dogs before dinner?
Like an hour and a half. I thought I'd be able to do both. I really did. And then we got through the appetizers, and I was just cooked.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had steak frites.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we had a big plate
of
nachos.
Over here.
Big plate of nachos. We had some mini corn dog things that they brought over as well, and then the steak frites for dinner. And it was just disgusting by the time I got to it.
Those are rookie numbers. We got to pump them up because I had a lot of bread and a salad before Mother's Day dinner, and then I housed some chicken parm like a real man. I was sweating. There were chicken sweats, not meat sweats, but chicken sweats.
Chicken sweats. I didn't know.
And everyone like was walking by applauding, like this is a man that
like,
eats.
Wow, that man can eat.
Women like fainted.
Yeah,
they were just like
he turned
almost,
into the Beatles in the 50s.
I mean, they were like almost. I'll say it. They were too excited.
Did
by
people
the thought
wonder
of
how could we give him even the presence of such greatness?
Yes, and then we told him. So 216-474-0092. Why is Jax laughing in the background? That's very insulting that Jax would laugh at that. That would be like a funny thing. That's a real thing that happened.
I don't know why he gave us Adam Gase eyes, the guy that came
we
over.
We definitely got Gase eyes.
He had a shot of tequila in his hands. He went and like heard what we were saying, kind of. He wanted to hear it, and then just gave us Gase eyes.
Yeah. First time in a long time I've gotten old Gase eyes.
Old Gase eyes.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Now, 216-474-0092. All right, it's time. All right, where are you at with this Cavs team? Cavs vibe check. Robert, LaVon, you guys stick there. And Kenny Atkinson's pregame press conference coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
His reaction to game 5. Will the Cavs prolong this series, give themselves a chance to win? We got plenty of calls on this. We're going to talk to you guys in just a moment here. But Kenny Atkinson spoke in pregame today and gave an update on Donovan, gave an update on this team heading into game 5. Here's Coach.
He shot today. We didn't do much, right, and shoot around. So, listen, I just we know the situation we're in. I can't give you a definitive, right? It's never, because we always test before the game, and we always but my real hope and is that he plays. That's kind of all I can say.
And you've mentioned force a number of times throughout this series in the playoffs. You've mentioned physicality, pace.
Yeah.
Like that. What of those components do you think is the most important?
It's all of it, you know. It's all combined, and I could get on a piece of paper, a whiteboard, and say here's what the definition of force. It's winning your spot. It's not necessarily that everybody thinks force is rebounding. It's you want to get to one spot, the other person wants to get to the other spot. Who wins that battle? And it can be both sides. It can be defensively or offensively, right? I have to be able to get to a spot on the floor to run our offense. We've done it, you know, probably two games, I'd say. I'd say it's, you know, 2-2 the force game. Unfortunately, we're down 3-1. We've kind of imposed our force. Obviously, last game, it was extreme. They pushed us out of our spots in every sense. So we got to get back to kind of gaining our territory. Screening is force. Both kind of both ends. Can you get into the ball so you don't get screened? And then when they're in our ball handlers, can we screen them? So we call it arrive alone. So there's so many aspects of it. We talked about it. We discussed it. That's before we talk about, you know, we're going to play zone or you know what plays you're going to run. That's going to be something. Everybody keeps an eye on tonight. Who kind of wins that battle? I kind of think that's what. And as these series get later, that's what it really comes down to. Who's the more aggressive team? So you got to play smart. You know, obviously that's part of it. But it's going to be a force. Who can win the? Who can be more aggressive?
Kenny, 13 teams in NBA history have come back from a 3-1 series deficit in a best of 7 to win it. What makes you believe that you guys can be 14?
I don't know. I just feel like if there's any group that can do this, we got obviously a resume, you know, in terms of what we've done this year. So we have the talent, we have the people, we have the character, we have the leadership, all those things. So I just put them into a blender and say we got a darn good chance. I'd say we got 2 out of the next 3 at home. That's positive. And obviously you got to get this one, but it's not easy. It's a great test for our group, but you know, I feel like if any group can do it, it's this group.
Given the situation that you're in, do you have a lineup change for tonight?
Do I have a lineup change for tonight? I mean, we'll see. We'll see rotations. We got to decide who's in, who's out. Do we want to shorten? Do we want to add? Could we go both ways? I think we do have to look at some things. You know, maybe get some guys in that haven't been in. You know, so something to keep an eye on, Joe.
Kenny, how much do you think injuries have an influence this series?
Not, not. I don't. I don't think, because I don't want, I almost want to stop that narrative, because I don't think it's fair to anybody. It's not fair to you, you know, you all, like, because it's, and I just say we are, you know, we're built deep, right? So if you got two guys out, three guys out, I kind of feel like we had the best 6 through 10 in the league, you know, we have all year. So, like, if you do have guys out or guys hobbled, you know, you still, that's part of it. It's part of this, this deal. I think we have enough. I'm not going to use that as an excuse for being down 3-1.
When you say unfair, what does that, what do you mean by that?
How did I use unfair?
Unfair to say to us?
Yeah, I think it's like, oh, if they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think once you go down that rabbit hole, I don't know. Obviously, you gotta say what you think. you know, and even the Pacer, right? I have a great respect for them, right? Like, it's like, man, we have, we pay 18, right? And you know, it's you know, there's a reason for that, and there's a reason we have the record we have, and we've fought through injuries all year, so just kind of gonna throw that one out from my perspective. So that's probably the better way to put it.
Within the context of you thoroughly and completely scouting your opponent, the Indiana Pacers,
yeah,
in these games, what have you learned about them?
I think their duration of their intensity, how long they can go. Because, I mean, we're watching it, right? They press full court. You know, it's almost like college. They press full court, and then they run consistently all game. It never stops. So press this way and then go. It's hard to do. I give them a ton of credit for that. I think it, you know, especially early, it put us on our heels. We unfortunately haven't been able to keep up, you know, consistently, right? We're doing it in periods. Right now they're doing it for longer periods than us. And again, like I said, it's extreme ball pressure, and then it's their running habits are elite. And obviously they got the skill level, but right with Ty and Nembhard and those guys and Pascal, you know, they have that too. So that would be my kind of evaluation of that.
Now, those are the pregame thoughts of Kenny Atkinson, saying we have a darn good chance to make the comeback from 3-1, saying if there's any group that can do this, it's the Cavs, given their bona fides. And he also said that he doesn't believe the injuries are why the Cavs are down 3-1.
Yeah, and we'll see if he keeps that same tune if they end up losing tonight. What I thought was interesting was his insistence that this is the best 6 through 10 in the NBA, and I believe him. I think that's true. It just, we haven't seen it in the series, and that's probably the difference in the series right now.
Yeah, I saw a Pacers fan tweeted out, because I was searching for Kenny quotes to make sure that I said them, because if I didn't write them down or whatever.
Yeah.
And Pacers fan's like, hey, let's not forget Rick Carlisle has massively outcoached Kenny Atkinson in this series. And I was like, I don't think... Is that what you're taking away from this?
Yeah.
Like, for 2.5 games, Rick Carlisle was stymied by the zone defense that the Cavs ran out there. I don't think coaching is why the Cavs are down 3-1 either.
Nope, and it'll be something that we have to talk about. And I imagine tomorrow, if they do end up losing, we'll be doing a whole thing about everyone thinking just JB was going to be the difference maker into how this team would eventually move on. And clearly it was more than just a JB Bickerstaff fix.
Do you agree, by the way, that Kenny has at least given them a chance in these games?
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can do, right? Like, a lot of this comes down to execution. And so, like, if you're not executing, I don't think you'd put that on Kenny. And in the same stretch, I mean, they executed very well in Game 3. The game the Cavs won, it came down to them hitting just a bunch of shots. So, like, it's tough. I don't want to rip on Kenny. It's not his fault. But also, I don't want to put too much at his feet or give him too much credit either.
So the thing that I will say is I think he's been a little slower to adjustments. That's a philosophical thing. Like, how quick you make adjustments, that is not a, that's just my personal comfort level. But I do think he's done a good job kind of blowing the whistle, calling timeouts when it's clear his team is outpaced. Now, I want to hear from you guys what you feel. Let's go with LaVon in Cleveland. Can we cue him back up there in the studio? LaVon, welcome to the show. Hey,
what's going on? I'm going to give you the winning formula, how to win the game and win the series. And the coach going to owe me some money for this. You take the ball to the hole, you get them in foul trouble. Do not shoot threes. Let them shoot threes. You get them in foul trouble. We know we can shoot threes. We take the 2 points, you take the ball to the hole, grind it, get they starting five in foul trouble, take the ball to the hole, and then you'll know when to shoot the threes. Take the ball to the hole, grind it out. Don't start off shooting threes. Take the ball to the hole. Everybody take the ball to the hole, get them in foul trouble, and we'll win the series. Yep.
LaVon? Oh, go ahead, buddy. Sorry.
That's the way to win it. That's the way to win it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, we appreciate you.
I always got the winning formula for the Browns, too, if they listen. But, hey, go Cavs.
All right. Great stuff there. Let them know.
Okay.
I agree. Go Cavs. Okay. So it sounds like LaVon wants them to take the ball to the hole.
I think they have to get the ball to the hole, yeah. Is what LaVon is.
Which I don't know if anybody's seen. It sure seems like they've tried to do that.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where I'm like, guys, just get the ball moving and start shooting threes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the Miami series early on, they were peppering in the – before Miami bit and then gave them everything they wanted.
I think what LaVon is seeing is that, you know, in every game when you shoot 23% from three, it can be demoralizing to watch. But you're not going to beat the Pacers shooting 60% from three by keep going to the hole. Now, the difference here is that Darius – if he's a step slower, and he's one of the quickest players on any court typically, but if he's a step slower, he's not going to be able to go to the hole like you typically see. And then Donovan with this injury tonight, I'll be curious to see if he's a little bit more hesitant to go to the hole as well.
But I'll tell you, if they go to the hole tonight and they get the win, I think Kenny Atkinson is gonna owe LaVon some money there.
Yeah, what do you think LaVon charges in the open market for his advice? His consulting fee.
I don't think it's very much. I think he wants more credit than he does ducats.
Okay.
Liam in Twinsburg, welcome to the show. Should the Cavs take it to the hole tonight?
Hi, guys. Yeah, absolutely. I think they should take it to the hole. I really don't have too much to say, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we simply need to be tougher. This whole power of friendship thing is getting really old when we're not winning in the playoffs. We just need to punch them in the mouth because they've been punching us in the mouth. We haven't been responding. My biggest complaint is with Jared Allen. He should be our enforcer, and he's just absolutely getting bullied out there. I certainly feel as if we're the more talented team, but this reminds me of the Knicks series a couple of years ago where they just manhandled us even though we were more talented, and we lost that.
Liam, we appreciate you, buddy. Go Cavs.
Game four was one of the worst Jared Allen games I've ever seen.
It's okay. I think it's an oversimplification just to put it on Jarrett.
That's an oversimplification.
What I mean is I think it's both your bigs. I think Evan was a lot more assertive earlier in the series, and he looked lost. I mean, when he got the ball not necessarily on the block, but just above the block, he was not going to the hole with authority the way he was early in the series.
I agree with that. But the part that stuck out with me with Jarrett was the idea that I've never seen him turn the ball over the way that he did in game four, like consistently. And the turnovers in general for the Cavs. You had 14 turnovers before halftime.
And none of them are good turnovers. That's what, like, if they were turnovers that made sense, but it's like, all right, Jared gets the ball and throws it 10 feet over Evan's head.
Right, right.
They're panic turnovers.
That's what was
they're
weird.
Not,
but that's yeah. what was weird. Is that like you typically, how many games have we watched of Jared Allen? I've seen so much Jared Allen basketball, and I've never seen him look like he did in game four.
216-474-0092. We got plenty to get to, but we are inside the hour window of game five. Where's your confidence that the Cavs are going to extend this thing and get the win tonight? Want to hear from you guys. And in case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.